It's not popular to say so in this day and age, but some beliefs really are better than others. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, that statement alone might stir up a bit of controversy, but there are lots of beliefs floating around out there. They're not all anchored, though, in the real world.
No, John, epistemology is the branch of philosophy that deals with things like this. It deals with knowledge and belief. And justification is what determines whether or not there is a good reason to believe it. For example, is there sufficient evidence for the belief? Was the belief formed in a reliable way?
So you justify a belief by grounding it in something, giving you good reason to believe that it's true.
And that takes you into territory where philosophers can disagree. Mm-hmm. I mean, what counts as justification? But the point is this, you should be able to do more than just shrug your shoulders.
Exactly. There's got to be something to hold on to.
Some people may shrug their shoulders, but normally it's not because they have no justification. It's because they're not sure what it is. Mm-hmm. We may need to help them do a little bit digging. For example, it's not unusual for people to tell me they believe God exists, and then they struggle to tell me why they believe it. Reasons to justify the belief will come to light, but many people have never stopped to think about it before.
And maybe that's the reason for Reason Why.
John, that's my passion. It's not enough to know what you believe. You need to know the reason why you believe it. The justification for a belief will vary. For example, we may fall back on experience, rely on reason, be moved by personal testimony. They can all play a part in securing our belief on a firm foundation. And a belief needs justification if it's going to stand strong and be something we can share with others.
That's Alec McClellan with Reason Why, ultimate truth for ordinary people. Visit the website reasonwhy.org.